Hey, y'all. I'm Liv, the Small Black Woman, and you're listening to Spacetime Music, a podcast exploring the roots, shoots, and branches of some of my favorite songs through samples and covers. On today's episode, Brass Healing. I promised y'all an episode of covers by brass bands, but no fear. While I will play a brass band cover for each of the songs featured in this episode, those won't be the only covers I'll share. So if you're not a super brass band fan, fear not. Before I go any further, though, I want to dive into a mini history of New Orleans jazz bands. Again, see your local music historian or pop a Google if you want to go deeper into the subject. This is just a quick overview for the sake of context. I took this small tidbit from 64parishes.org. Images of brass bands marching through the streets, particularly in conjunction with jazz funerals and second-line parades, have come to represent the distinctiveness of New Orleans. Typically, the brass band is made up of a tuba, trombones, trumpets, clarinet and or saxophone, snare drum, and bass drum. The portability of the ensemble has allowed the bands to travel beyond the streets and onto the stages of neighborhood barrooms, concert halls, and international festivals. In each context, the role of the brass band is to bring people together in an expression of collective pleasure. And then I also checked out what the Wikipedia said, and this quote is from there. The African influence, now see, I would say the West African, West and Central African influence, but that's just me. But Wikipedia says the African influence on New Orleans music can trace its roots at least back to Congo Square in New Orleans in 1835, when slaves would congregate there to play music and dance on Sundays. African music was played as well as local music, including that of local white composers, such as Louis Moreau Gottschalk. Is that how you say his name? Along with European musical forms that were popular in the city, including the brass band traditions. The cultural mix laid the groundwork for the New Orleans musical art forms to come. By 1838, the local paper, the Daily Picayune, is it Picayune or Picayune, ran a scathing article complaining about the emergence of brass bands in the city, which it stated could be found on every corner. I mean, I can think of much worse things that could be found on every corner, but that's just me. But it sounds like playing the popular songs of the day has been part of brass band tradition from the beginning. So the covers we'll listen to on this episode are nothing novel, really. Now that we got a touch of brass band history tucked away in our noggins, let's get into the tunes of the episode. I'm going to start off with a classic from 1977. It's so classic that it was used in a Gap commercial in the 1990s. And irritatingly, some advertising commentator at the time called it an obscure soul tune. I wanted to reach through my computer screen and smack him. Just because you don't know the song and only listen to Nickelback and Limp Bizkit doesn't make it obscure, dude. Ugh. Anyway, if you don't know the Gap ad from 1999, just Google Lovely Day and Gap ad. This is Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
He was a sensitive soul, that Bill Withers. I didn't know him personally, but I love that he was a man that was not afraid to be vulnerable in his music. A young man I know by the name of Jonas likes to crank this one up in the car after conquering Icelandic mountains. It's a song that just makes you feel all the good feels. This next version isn't a cover, but a Brazilian remix released in 2014 by Studio Rio, and it even has lots of horns in keeping with the brass theme. Perfeito. That's perfect in Portuguese.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Of the original to a Brazilian beach and gives it a little samba lesson. And now to the brass band cover you've been waiting for. You may know it from the 2017 Girls Trip soundtrack. It's the Soul Rebels putting some of their New Orleans stank on Lovely Day. Band is the one place that allows the tuba, the sousaphone, if you will, to shine. Can't have a bottom in a brass band without a tuba. I mean, I guess you can have a bass drum, but it's really all about the brass, isn't it? And can I just share with y'all how mysterious an instrument I find the trombone to be? Do you really learn it just by sliding the little slidey thing around, figuring out where the notes are? Is that really how it works? That seems really vague and odd. Anybody out there play trombone? Let me know how it works. Now we're going back to 1982, and the first singer I ever remember thinking was probably not at all appropriate for my young ears, Marvin Gaye. And you may have already guessed the song. Yeah, it's Sexual Healing. It's a slow yet funky tune, so it was very confusing for me as a six-year-old. He was clearly singing about sex. There were no double meanings to be found, but I still wanted to dance to it. It wasn't at all the same as listening to Prince sing I Want to Be the Only One You Come For, years after I first heard I Want to Be Your Lover, and clutching my pearls at the idea of my child self cluelessly dancing around the living room to such lyrics, Afro puffs just a bobbing. Granted, I didn't see the music video for I Want to Be Your Lover back when I was a kid. So, I mean, if I had, I probably would have been like, oh, he's being dirty. But with Marvin Gaye, I felt guilty for listening to it and liking it. Thanks, Puritans, the folks who were so uptight they fled the hedonism of England. Of course, I eventually grew up and am now able to enjoy freely Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. look at Marvin being all sex positive. Let me just preface this next cover by saying I'm not a huge fan. He's just not my style. So I'm sure that fans of his music will have more feelings about this cover. I could take it or leave it, but thought I should at least give it a listen for your benefit. See, that's how much I love y'all. This is Ben Harper's 1999 cover of Sexual Healing.
Oh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Baby, I'm hot just like your oven. Oh, I need your loving. Well, baby, I can't hold it much longer, 'cause it's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I gotta have sexual healing. Sexual healing, it makes me feel so fine. It helps to release the mind.
He also released live versions of this song. I tried to listen to one of them, and it was a little creepy, so I'll let y'all explore that one on your own with Papa Google. This next cover I wouldn't have known about if I hadn't gone to the birthday party gathering of a serious Kate Bush fan, and all we listened to that night was Kate Bush. As soon as I heard it, I was like, that's one for the podcast. According to katebushencyclopedia.com, Kate Bush recorded her version in 1993 or 1994, for Davy Spillane's 1994 album, A Place Among the Stones. The track was left off the Spillane album as it didn't fit with the sound of the rest of the record. The song was played at the 1994 Kate Bush Fan Club convention in the Hippodrome, London, but was left unreleased for a decade until it finally surfaced in 2005 as the B-side of Kate Bush's first single in 11 years, King of the Mountain. So here it is, Kate Bush singing Sexual Healing. Like walking across a foggy English moor, and all of a sudden out pops a woodland fairy or a lake nymph grooving to Marvin Gaye. The way she says sexual makes me giggle. That's probably because I'm an uncultured American. Shout out to Muffin Sparkle, my in-house Kate Bush aficionado. I didn't hear this at his birthday party, but he's a big Kate Bush fan as well. For the brass portion, we'll be turning to yet another New Orleans brass band, the legendary Hot 8 Brass Band, playing and singing Sexual Healing.
Thank you.
I know they have a bass drum and all, but can we hear it one more time for the tuba man making your ribcage vibrate? It's a long song, so I couldn't get all the way through to the part where they start singing. Now, singing is not their thing, but it makes you feel like you just stumbled upon them playing in Congo Square, and they got so caught up in their own jamminess that they can't help but start singing. Maybe I'll play just a little bit more. The next artist makes me feel old. I think I just missed the bus on Drake. Maybe it was because he came out as a singer around the time my second son was born, and I was just trying to keep my sanity spending my days with a toddler and a newborn, and didn't have time for the new children making music. Same thing happened with Chris Brown, but he turned out to be a complete asshole, so don't feel like I missed anything. And Drake has also done some creepy shit, too, so maybe it's for the best that I didn't get all musically entangled with him. I say all of that to say that I heard a cover version of Hold On, We're Going Home first, and then discovered that it was a Drake tune. This is Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake from his 2013 album, Nothing Was the Same. For me, but it's bop adjacent. I would say this is a leave the gun, take the cannoli situation. I can take or leave the vocals, but definitely take the track. It was produced by Majid Jordan, that is Majid Al-Maskati and Jordan Allman. They're a Canadian R&B producing duo in the tradition of legendary production teams such as Babyface and L.A. Reid and Minneapolis's own Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They're known for their extra moody throwback style, and I like it. I first heard this cover when it came up on Spotify, and I can't remember what I was listening to that made it come up. I think it was based on my Tea and Chill playlist, but I can't be sure. It's a cover by Sly Fifth Ave. When I first heard it, I assumed it was a band, but turns out Sly is a multi-instrumentalist, producer, arranger, and composer. His name, his real name, his government name, is Sylvester Uzoma Onyejiaka II from, hold on, let me see, Austin, Texas. I should have known he was a Texan. I would say he's probably my cousin, but his mother's from Detroit and his daddy's Nigerian. I guess we could be cousins on the Nigerian side in the way, way back. This isn't precisely a brass band cover as such, but it sounds like Sly is playing every wind and brass instrument he can get his hands on. Here's his cover of Hold On, We're Going Home.
Thank you.
I turned it into a Sunday morning song. You know, making pancakes, taking it easy. Maybe it's a little rainy outside, or maybe it's just sunny and breezy. Doesn't really matter. Sunday morning. I think I prefer Sly's trumpet to Drake's vocals. See, I'm old. Thank you for brass banding it with me. There are lots of brass bands out there making music, including Hot 8 Brass Band and the Soul Rebels, so ask Papa Google about it. Marvin Gaye and Bill Withers are legendary and most worthy of your time. Keep an ear out for more from Sly Fifth Ave, and I recommend you also check out Quantic. As always, the songs mentioned on this podcast are listed in the show notes. A link to my A Sample, A Cover playlist is also in the show notes, and there you can find almost all of the songs I talk about on this podcast. Spacetime Music is on Facebook as Spacetime Music Podcast, so check that out for more content, mini blogs, and links to good music. This has been Spacetime Music with Lid the SBW. Bye, y'all.